T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we're back. The injury report is brought to you by Hospital for Special Surgery and by the Score Bet, the way betting was meant to be. We welcome in Dr. Steve O'Brien from the Hospital for Special Surgery. Doc, welcome. How are you?
Hey, Mike. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
All right, Doc. Let me start with Mahomes. He's back this week. They gave him the extra week off. Now he's back. He wanted to come back earlier. Andy pushed it back a couple of weeks to give him a couple of weeks to get stronger. The question I have for you is, and you alluded to this before, what kind of Mahomes will we see now that he's back in action?
Great question, Mike. So I watched some video, believe it or not, of him practicing this week. He's definitely not 100%. As we talked about before, this is not going to be a safety concern. It's going to be a performance issue as to whether he's the same type of quarterback. Now, this is a kid that can do it when the lights come on, so there's an element of predictability. But if he was a mere mortal, he would be a limited quarterback to the pocket. He's not moving normally, that's for sure. I could see him limping as he moved around in practice.
So you think he'll be – do you think he'll be cautious, or do you think he'll be constrained in any way, or you think it'll be noticeable to the layman's eye, or no?
I don't think this kid will ever constrain himself. The question is, will he be able to move the same way? The other question is, will they configure their game plan to keep him in the pocket?
Probably so, I would think. A little bit more, anyway. They'll probably do a lot less. Yeah. They'll probably do a lot less moving him around, probably.
Yeah, they'll probably encourage him to take a not take a dive, but you know, not to take extra chances. You know.
Yeah, it makes sense. It does make plenty of sense. Bell this week, it looks like he's going to play. Any concerns with him, or do you think he should be okay?
This is a great question, Mike. You know, he's averaging 3.3 yards per carry, which is the lowest in his career. He's had one rushing touchdown. He's got a sore shoulder. He's got a sore knee. He's practicing limited right now. The question is this the best thing for him and the team? I mean, he's going to be able to play. There's no question. And I guess he wanted the MRI because he wanted to make sure he was structurally sound, and he was. The question here is more a judgment call. Is it better to have fresh legs, or what's the best thing for him and the team? I mean, he'll play.
They have a bad offensive line. Is the bottom line? They can't open any holes for him. I mean, they have a useless offensive line. It's really what it comes down to. It's killing him too. He's had a terrible season because of it.
If I'm making the decisions, I'd leave him out, let him get healthy, put fresh legs in there, and let him be the typical Le'Veon Bell a week or so from now. But who knows? You know, he's still practicing limited, Mike. He's not full practice.
How about Ingram? He's not playing this week. How long do you think Ingram's going to be out for the Giants?
They have a bye next week. I think he'll be back the week after. I looked at the picture of his injury, and it was not a Lisfranc-type injury. And that's key because that's kind of the third rail for a lot of these athletes like Cam Newton and others, which you've heard. But there are other structures in the midfoot you can hurt, and I think that's what he did. And I think he's just too sore to play. Giving him the week off next week, he'll be fine 2 weeks from now.
I'm throwing you a curve here. I should have told you this beforehand, but I forgot. Tua T is a game-time decision in the Alabama-LSU game, the big game this week. He had the high ankle sprain on the right ankle for a left-handed quarterback. Last year he had it on the left ankle. It bothered him right through the playoffs. He played with it. He wasn't the same player. They did a surgical procedure, Doc, right after he sprained the ankle, which was, I think, 19, 20 days ago. They did a surgical procedure. I don't know what they did, but they did something to alleviate the swelling or promote health or promote healing or whatever. What do you think about him? And they'll tell us tomorrow if he's going to play. They will not tell us today, they said. But what do you think about him? Now, I know you haven't seen him, but how about the high ankle sprain after 20 days? Does the procedure that they did work? I mean, is there a standard procedure to alleviate or to promote healing with that kind of thing?
Mike, it's a great topic, great question. And Lyle Kane, who is one of the doctors for Alabama, is innovating this, and he's doing a great job. This is for guys that have high ankle sprains or have any slight separation with pain between the two lower bones and leg, the tibia and fibula. And his hypothesis is he can get them back faster if he does a minor procedure and holds those two bones together, and it's working great, and he's doing a study on it. He's a very, very good doctor. I think it's the right thing that to do, especially in his hands. So he's going to be the equivalent of a Saquon Barkley, where he's got a high ankle deal. But I think it's going to turn out good. I think he'll be okay. And that procedure, you're going to see more and more of. And Lyle Kane is a very good
doctor. So this guy's actually invented a procedure that is working.
He's modified a procedure that has made it maybe 10% of the downtime of what the bigger procedure used to be.
Have you seen the procedure before?
No, but it makes entirely good sense. And Lyle Kane is a very good doc, and he's done this in a lot of athletes at Alabama, and it's worked extremely well.
And how much difference is it for him to not be on his plant foot this time versus that? Because this time he's not on his plant foot. Last year he was.
Well, you said it's his right ankle this time, right?
Yes.
So that's the worst foot. He's a left-handed thrower.
Wait a second. I'm getting backwards here. Wait a second.
It's the trail foot.
Oh, yes. Okay, that's right. It's the wrong foot. So it's last year was the easier foot. This was the worst foot. Okay, so that's right, because he's left-handed. Right. I got my ankles mixed up. So, right, this one's actually worse.
I think he'll be okay. The question is, he's also a running quarterback, and it's like Barkley. Is he going to be the same runner? Doesn't matter. The kid's such a leader. I think you'll see him and he'll be fine. I wouldn't be surprised. This is their big game.
So you think 20 days was probably, because I was surprised when they said they operated on it, because I was like, wow, must be pretty bad, or they must be willing to put him on a shelf. But this is something different. This procedure actually will make him heal quicker.
Absolutely right, Mike. You hit it spot on.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Lyle Kane is a really good doc. It's not ready for prime time for everybody. Everyone's kind of watching his results, but he's done a great job, and I think he did exactly the right thing, and I think he'll do fine.
Okay. Sounds good, Doc. Thanks very much, Doc. We'll chat next week. Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Mike, have a great week.
Thank you, Doc.
Be well.
All right, Dr. Bye-bye. O'Brien, back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.